This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Be observed. Please bring your own pens if possible. There will be a screening and temperatures will be taken before entry. For more information on the event, go to nowtocater.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowtocater.com.
Don't stop counting. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A federal judge is trying to put an end to an effort to end the census early. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, U.S. District Judge Lucy Cove, the Northern District of California, issued a preliminary injunction directing the Census Bureau to keep the headcount going until the end of October. Judge Cove said in her ruling a shortened schedule would likely produce inaccurate results. A coalition of civil rights groups and local governments sued in an effort to prevent the census from wrapping up at the end of September. The Trump administration argues it needs to be finished in order to meet a December deadline so the congressional allocation process can begin. Dave?
Rachel, in a few hours, a memorial service at the U.S. Capitol a week after a Supreme Court justice's death.
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's flag-draped casket will rest on the Lincoln catafalque in Statuary Hall. The late justice will become the first woman to lie in state here.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Joe Biden and his running mate Kamala Harris will be at that service. President Trump will nominate Ginsburg's replacement tomorrow.
You know, they don't want us to do it. The Democrats say, you shouldn't do it. Why? We have a lot of time.
The president at a rally in Jacksonville, Florida last night says that the situation was reversed. Democrats wouldn't wait. Now, they say the election winner should make the pick. In Louisville, Kentucky, more protests led to 24 more arrests.
Get off!
That's a protester yelling at an officer making one of those arrests amid more vandalism.
Not every demonstration that happened last night was violent. Many Louisville residents say they're simply upset that no charges were brought against three officers involved with Breonna Taylor's death earlier this year.
Fox's Mark Meredith in Louisville. One officer was indicted in Louisville for wanton endangerment in relation to that raid. America's listening to Fox News.
Attention SSI and other federal benefit recipients. If you did not file a tax return last year and have children under 17, you must act now to get the $500 economic impact payment per child this year. You must provide the IRS your child's information by September 30th. Go to irs.gov and use the non-filer tool by September 30th. That's irs.gov. This message produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
It's back to court today for the teenage gunman from Illinois who went to Kenosha, Wisconsin and opened fire on protesters during the destructive demonstrations following Jacob Blake's shooting by police.
17-year-old high school student Kyle Rittenhouse is expected in court in Lake County, Illinois, where he's being held on first-degree murder since he turned himself in last month, the day after he allegedly shot and killed two protesters and injured another during an explosion of violence in Kenosha following the police shooting of Jacob Blake. Rittenhouse says he was serving as a medic and part of a group protecting businesses from looters and arsonists. Various cell phone videos also show the shootings, with some calling Rittenhouse a vigilante who's guilty of murder. Others call him a hero whose actions that night were self-defense. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
An attack in Paris. A man with a knife stabbed and wounded at least two people. He's been arrested. It happened near Charlie Hebdo's old offices. The satirical newspaper attacked by terrorists in 2015 for publishing cartoons of the Muslim prophet Muhammad. On Wall Street, Dow futures down about 100 points the day after the Dow and the Nasdaq went up a little. Week three of the NFL season kicked off in Florida.
The beard beats out the stash in Thursday night football.
Patrick throws for the touchdown. Preston Williams.
Call courtesy of NFL Network. Ryan Fitzpatrick finds Preston Williams for the opening touchdown. Fitzpatrick with two passing TDs, getting one on the ground as well as the Miami Dolphins stomp the Jacksonville Jaguars 31-13. Fitzpatrick winning a facial hair feud over Jags QB Gardner Minshew, who did wind up with more passing yards, 275 for him over Fitz's 160. However, the Dolphins go to 1-2 on the season while the Jaguars drop to 1-2. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In the NBA playoff bubble in Orlando, the LA Lakers beat Denver 114-108 and now lead the Nuggets 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
So, you've heard about LASIK, but aren't sure if it's right for you. Maybe you don't know if you're a good candidate. At Gailey Eye Clinic, we want to make sure all your questions are answered to help you make the best decision. That's why we offer complimentary LASIK screenings. Or, if you're not ready for an office visit just yet, take our simple candidate quiz online. To schedule your free LASIK consultation, visit GaileyEyeClinic.com. Gailey Eye Clinic, focused on you.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today is going to be sunny with a high of 80, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 61. For Saturday, sunny with a high near 86 and wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. Sunday, partly sunny with a high just over 80. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 52 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday, September 25th edition of Byers & Company. We've got the Education Spotlight with District 61 presented by Tate Lyle, Brink Otter Home Highlight, and we'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. We are live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur, and one of our new neighbors, Tom Brinkotter, is going to join us here in just a little bit. Each and every Friday morning, we get a chance to visit with some of the folks who are on the ground doing an incredible job with District 61. The Education Spotlight is presented by Tate and Lyle. Tate and Lyle has been a longtime supporter of the Decatur Public Schools Foundation. They're just an amazing group of people that continue to support all the causes, including our food drive next week. So it is our great pleasure to welcome Justin Neufeld, who is a fifth grade teacher at Dennis Kaleidoscope. Justin, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Doing good. How about yourself?
Thanks for asking. I'm doing great. Let's talk about this event that's taking place, launching this new project-based learning project at Dennis. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, it's actually kind of been kind of going on for a little bit now in our fifth grade class, as the PBL is just a different way of teaching and showing the kids how to learn. And so today we are doing a science experiment, and we got a bunch of the teachers coming, just a bunch of excitement going on. And we're going to be putting Mentos in Coke bottles, and they're going to be exploding, and our focus is chemical reaction. And so not only is it Friday that is exciting, but also the fact that we get to do this. Our kids are going to be online watching us. It's just a different and interesting and exciting way to teach kids, to get them to be creative, to get to think, to ask questions. And they're all going to be doing their own science project as well. So this is just kind of an example of what we're doing, what we're wanting the kids to learn. And definitely excited about it. I think WND is going to be out there, so hopefully the kids will get on and watch and just enjoy this exciting experiment today.
All right. Talk a little bit about project-based learning and then how tough that is, you know, through sort of a digital medium with kids learning at home.
All right. Our project-based learning is really just a different way to teach. It brings excitement. It challenges the kids, but at the same time, it's fun for them. And so, obviously, science, you can do a lot with PBL. Science, you can do all sorts of experiments and stuff that erupts. We did a volcano a couple weeks ago, and the kids were so excited. They're like, put more in, make more power, make it spray more. And so they were really engaged. And right now, the time that we're in as teachers, it's a challenge to sometimes keep everyone's attention. And, you know, they're sitting behind a screen and you're sitting behind a screen. But when you can find ways to get them excited about a subject, about an experiment, then you just kind of got to run with it and get them involved and keep them focused that way. So usually when science comes and there's an experiment, man, those kids are waiting for something to explode or something like that. So it has been a challenge, but our kids are so great. My fifth grade team, they're incredible, and we've been working hard on this project, and the support that we have from our fellow teachers and administration at Dennis has just been huge for this project. And I think it's just something that the kids are really excited for today.
Yeah, you know, it's so much better, I think, than theory, right? And even at home learning, you know, when kids get to kind of explore real world challenges and problems and wrap their head and their hands around that, they're more engaged.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, like, I mean, we can sit there and we can like kind of read to them and talk to them, but when you actually physically get them engaged and say, hey, like yesterday we were teaching them about how to write a topic sentence, and like things that they're learning through this project is going to help them as they continue to get older and even to make choices and decisions with their careers, that they're going to be ready for those jobs that are available for them. And that's what we want to do, is just help guide them to that direction with the PBLs. And so I'm kind of really just really learning about it as well. This is my first year really focusing on PBLs. So I'm kind of learning just along with the kids. But it's been so much fun, and I think there's just a lot of excitement around the PBLs, and we just hope that it catches on with other schools and other districts that, hey, we found a fun way of teaching kids, and it's been happening. Our fourth grade, they do virtual field trips. I've seen other schools that have done some exciting things just to really get the kids engaged, because I know it's tough for them sitting at home behind a computer screen. And you just want to make sure that it's still fun for them and that they're learning something through all this.
Okay, for all the grown-ups right now who are thinking about going out and buying a can of Pepsi and a pack of Mentos, what happens when you put these two things together?
It seriously just explodes. It's like if you shake a can and you open it and it squirts out, this is a much bigger explosion. It's a safe experiment, and it's also one that the families could do together. And we actually sent a Mentos home with the kids in a packet pickup. And said, hey, just do this with your family. Get a, and technically, diet is your best. So if there are adults out there, get the diet. And you just put it in, and it just explodes. And it's really cool. And so it's something that everybody could do.
Yeah, I would suggest it may be something you want to look at about what you're putting in your stomach when you see this kind of reaction. All right, well, listen, Justin, keep up the great work. Dennis is always such a leader in this community, such a special school, and great staff and great kids and great families. We really appreciate it. Best of luck to you today, and good luck with the experiment. Justin Neufeld, who is putting together this project-based learning project at Dennis. Did you know about the Mentos? And
Did you know
diet versus...
Yeah, absolutely. It's usually a two-liter bottle of Diet Coke and Mentos, and it's been on the internet for so many years. I've never done it myself. I think me and my nephew should do that this weekend.
You know, it is amazing to me. There was a time when... This is going to sound stupid, but it does actually fit in. There were a time when they were selling a lot of wedges in golf equipment and golf clubs that had a beryllium copper head.
Mm-hmm.
And to clean those, right, it was unlike the rest of your golf clubs. It was suggested you put it in like a thing of diet soda, and it comes out like looking like
right.
brand new.
Right.
And you're like, what's that do to your insides?
Exactly right. I mean, I've cleaned stainless steel grills with lemons and ice and, you know, and stuff like that. And you're like... Yeah,
it doesn't explode.
Right, but it eats away.
There's no geyser involved.
Yeah, those videos are a lot of fun. Those kids are going to enjoy it. And I still am one of those little kids.
Oh, everyone is.
That's the volcano. Put more in.
Look, do you ever outgrow that?
I don't know.
I want to see the geyser.
I don't outgrow it.
Do those outside, though, kids.
That's
right.
It's
going to be a beautiful day. You don't want to do that in the kitchen.
So, exactly.
Two-liter diet soda. How many Mentos do you need?
It's supposed to be just one, but hey.
Well, what could it hurt if you throw three or four in?
Right.
All right. One of the huge obstacles at the very beginning of this school year that District 61 and others were facing was, how do you feed kids? You know, kids have become dependent on schools, whether it's breakfast, lunch, snacks. And it is our great pleasure to welcome Scott Gregory, the Aramark Food Service Director for DPS, to the program. Scott, we haven't talked since the very beginning, but you guys literally are feeding 10 meals a week to 6,000 students. I'm not a mathematician, but I think that equals 60,000 meals delivered every week. How's it going?
Well, Brian, you can rest assured there is no Diet Coke and Mentos included in those meals. actually, it's really, really smoothed out, and it's going terrific, to be honest. It's going great.
I know it seemed like a gigantic hurdle at the beginning, right? I mean, that's a lot of students, a lot of meals. But, man, you want kids to take part in this dentist project. But, to do that, they've got to have some food in their belly. I mean, it's a complicated thing. But kids need to be able to eat, and some kids just don't have the resources at home. I'm sure that was an awesome responsibility and a burden to bear at the beginning of this. But as you said, you've been able to manage it, put it together, and now it's running smooth.
Yeah. Yeah, and it didn't seem like a gigantic project. It was a gigantic project. We're used to feeding our kids spread out over 20 buildings, a couple hundred at a time here or there. That's our food service model, but to go and to put into meal packs and put together 60 to 65,000 meals a week. There's no words to describe the scope of it. Yeah. I mean, so we've had to just turn on a dime in March to having a feeding program for our students at that point in time, and that worked so well for so long, and virtual learning's decided upon, and so we turned on a dime again, and we're trying to figure out. Brian, we've got close to 80% of our children under the old model of subsidizing would have qualified for free meals. There's a need for food for our kids. And I always say as an adult, whenever you go into meetings, whenever you get together for trainings, what's always in the room? There's always food in the room, because employers and bosses and supervisors understand that they don't want you sitting in that room thinking about what's for lunch. They want something in your belly, so you're concentrating on what they're teaching you.
Yep, that is the exact same thing for kids. Tell me a little bit about the people who are delivering these meals, because I know it takes a huge team. Who's getting these meals delivered to these families?
Yeah, so the school district security personnel have a lack of things to do right now with no children in the buildings. So they stepped up to the plate. They're driving the district vans around, and we have Aramark employees in each van. And we use the school's bus routing software to pull the information out of the student database software and create bus routes. And that in itself has been a major issue, because bus routing software is designed to go to bus stops and not individual homes. So there's just one hurdle after the other. And Brian, the Aramark employees have stepped up like you wouldn't believe. The district security has stepped up, district administration, district transportation. I mean, this is not one person's finger in the pot. This has been a tremendous undertaking by a large amount of people, different departments, everybody working together. It's not as simple as it looks on the outside. It just isn't.
Well, Scott, we appreciate the hard work. I understand you got a promotion and you're going to be doing some other things, but kudos and congratulations to everyone involved for getting these kids fed, and we thank you very much for joining us. I would also like to thank the Howard G. Buffett Foundation. There was one of the things that they needed was refrigeration units to be able to do this massive amounts of food, needless to say, there's like a $100,000 gap. There's always this guy who steps in and makes this stuff happen.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I'm one of those people that's not surprised by his generosity. And man, we're lucky to have him.
It's just sort of like no one counted on this, but right. We got to do what we got to do to get.
Yeah, they reinvented their entire business model and their procedures. Yeah. The whole thing was brand new. They weren't set up for that.
Nope.
And they're doing it.
Yeah, they are. And I thank everyone involved for really. I'm a big. proponent, if you've listened to the show at all, like your basic needs, your stuff that you have to do. And I'm always amazed at some of the naysayers about stuff like this, like, well, how come we have to do the parents' job? It's like, come on. You're really the anti-feed a kid guy? That who you are?
Yeah, you should pick your battles and don't make them so obvious.
No, but you're going to put your flag on that mountain? I mean, that's it? That's you?
It's not a good one.
Thankfully, the vast majority of people say, how do we make this happen? And they did. I remember a Zoom call like way back, and it's amazing where we are today from that call, and just fantastic.
Yeah, I see their vans in my neighborhood dropping off boxes to the kids,
yep.
And like clockwork. And
well, they're basically delivering 10 meals, like to like half a town one day, half a town the other day. Like they do it twice a week, and then they got a breakfast and a lunch for like 5 days. There's milk. I mean, it's it's a deal. Kudos. All right, August jobs. The job analysis for August looking good. Way better for Macon County. Way better. And if you look at the labor force, the employment, the unemployment, a month ago, a year ago, I mean, we're heading in the right direction. Average hourly earnings. We'll hopefully talk to the folks at Economic Development Corporation next week, but those things are trending. But if we're hit with this orange level warning thing, people have to pay attention and take this thing seriously. And I know I can hear the response already, just more election rigging. You know, the naysayers had never been a bigger problem, because before the naysayers were just the naysayers and they could sit and gripe. And at worst, they were like Paris Hilton's dog, but now they can sit and gripe and spread.
Yeah. It's a grassroots movement.
We got to get to these 20 to 29-year-olds. We got to get to, well, all of the age groups. But if you want these numbers to continue, and there's reason to be happy and excited and encouraged by these numbers, we can't go back the other way.
Mm-mm. You want more ribbon cuttings?
Yes.
More jobs? Which we're seeing more
money
of.
Going into people's pockets in the private sector. Now, Alexa, sorry, I just turned everyone's on. I apologize. Your smart speaker has a lot of new features, some you may not know about. The latest from Ring, what they're going to be doing for home security. And I want to talk a couple of minutes about Parler. They're making themselves heroes as being a free speech platform, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a manifesto that I want to get into a little bit, because I will argue that free speech isn't what Parler is suggesting free speech is. There's never been, in the Supreme Court's opinion, in the FCC's opinion, in classrooms, in civic discussion, in life everywhere, you've never had the ability to do whatever the hell you want to do regardless of consequences.
Right. Yeah, there's always been some form of boundaries.
You can't go into a crowded theater and scream fire.
Mm-hmm.
That's the phrase that's been used forever. But it's almost like Parler is like reveling in, we will be the home for QAnon and all of this nonsense. And I'm telling you right now that you cannot use the free speech argument to say it's okay to slander, libel. I mean, you can't. Mm-mm. And I'm not taking it for Facebook or Twitter. I have no doubt that those social media companies have a left-leaning bent on their politics. I mean, I think it's obvious, right?
Mm-hmm.
The way it's obvious that CNN or Fox or MSNBC have a audience they're trying to get to shaped by their own opinions and views of the world. And that's not what I'm talking about.
Right.
At all. I'm talking about you just allowing anything, no matter how criminal,
Right. There's a difference between loose and wide open.
Yes. But we'll talk about that. We got a lot to get to here today. I worry that we will not get it all in. It's one of those kind of days, right?
Well, you're at the halfway point.
It's a fire hose this morning. We'll take a quick break. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Back with more after this.
Today is going to be sunny with a high of 80, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 61. For Saturday, sunny with a high near 86 and wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. For Sunday, partly sunny with a high just over 80. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 52 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:25.
Freeze your meat right now.
It's the fall freezer sale going on now at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. We have a freezer for everybody.
I just made a big dinner, and nobody came over because of the coronavirus. Do you have a freezer for me?
We have a small freezer for your leftovers, ma'am.
I'm a hunter and would very much like a deep freeze. Thank you very much for having me on your commercial.
We have a big freezer for you, sir.
I am very important and have expensive taste in ice cream and buy it by the gallon. I must have a freezer.
How about a medium-sized freezer?
Oh, thank you.
We have brands like Frigidaire, Amana, Summit, and Beko. You get a freezer. You get a freezer. And you get a freezer.
I feel like that TV lady.
But get one before our inventory goes cold.
Big Van Dyke, appliance world when you buy.
Financing college can be overwhelming. Millikan University is committed to helping families manage the cost of attendance and can help make a private education just as affordable as an education from a public university. Millikan awards more than $20 million in scholarships and grants each year. And unlike loans, that's money you don't have to pay back. To see how Millikan can become an affordable reality for you, visit millikan.edu/affordmu.
What's the next big thing from the Roundup Ready Extend crop system? A soybean built on Roundup Ready to Extend technology or one with glufosinate tolerance? Great news, it's both. Expected soon. Extend Flex Soybeans. Always read and follow IRM where applicable. Grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Commercial availability in 2021 is dependent on regulatory approval. No dicamba may be used in crop with Extend Flex Soybeans unless and until approved. And no dicamba formulations are currently registered for such use in the 2021 season. Learn more at extendflexsoy.com.
We're going to fix this or just keep doing this every day?
I'm going to try to get it fixed.
All right. Parler releases their Transparency 2020 Action Plan. Part of me is happy that Parler exists because I wish all of these people who love this kind of thing would get the hell off everybody else's platform and go there.
Yeah, go be over there, please. Sort yourselves out.
But they do it with this wrapping of this sort of like, I don't know, heroic status around themselves that I think is just a lot of crap. And I don't have any vested interest one way or another in this company other than they've created what they call a Transparency 2020 Action Plan. In its pledge, Parler promised to be a hub for unfettered, curation-free information before, during, and after the November 3rd election. Google, Facebook, and Twitter, by contrast, have announced plans to control the dissemination of misinformation, which means, in effect, to take it upon themselves to tell their users what information they should trust and ultimately what they should think. Per the pledge, the Washington Post slogan is "Democracy dies in the dark." At Parler, we add, as does a constitutional republic. Trust in and respect for election results requires transparency. The people deserve to consider all sides and sources so that they may exercise and act upon their own best judgment. No one should be banned or censored for his or her views, whether by government or by Silicon Valley do-gooders. Biased editors and content curators should not be telling us what we may hear, say, or think. All right, fantastic. Parler will not block, filter, fact-check, or ban content based on viewpoint or ideology. In other words, go ahead and lie and lie and lie and lie and lie and consider yourselves heroes of the Constitution and your First Amendment rights.
No, thank you. I want none of that.
We have zero interest in fact check, which is to say we have zero interest in truth. Knock yourselves out. We'll be back after the break.
This is Shiler with your stories now.
Hickory Point Bank is hosting Walk for Hunger to benefit the WSOY Community Food Drive. The walk will take place on Saturday, October 17th at 1 p.m. Though the walk will take place after the food drive, funds will still be added to the overall total of the drive October 2nd. To participate, complete the sign-up form at nowdecatur.com and either meet at the Devon parking lot on October 17th at 1 p.m. or select your own route. You can donate to the food drive in the name of HPP Walk for Hunger at any time at nowdecatur.com. On Wednesday, October 7th, there will be a flu shot clinic at the Decatur-Macon County Senior Center. The Macon County Health Department will administer the shots. Masks are required and social distancing will need to be observed. Please bring your own pens if possible. There will be a screening and temperatures will be taken before entry. For more information on the event, go to nowdecatur.com. Illinoisans have an additional 3 months added to the expiration of their state ID and driver's licenses. Secretary of State Jesse White's office announced the extension from November 1st to February 1st, 2021. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. New Fox polls show Joe Biden ahead of President Trump by 11 points in Nevada, 7 in Pennsylvania, 5 in Ohio. The president tells supporters in Jacksonville, Florida,
a vote for Republicans is a vote for safe communities, great jobs, and a limitless future for all Americans.
He holds a rally in Virginia tonight. Joe Biden's expected at the Capitol to pay respects to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
She is once again breaking a final barrier, becoming the first woman to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol. She'll be in Statuary Hall, where members of Congress and her family will attend a ceremony.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. A rare apology from the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
North Korean soldiers shot dead a South Korean government official. South Korea says the man may have been trying to defect to the North, but he was killed by troops who then set his body on fire, apparently over fears about the coronavirus.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Join WSOY and our community partners for the 19th annual WSOY Community Food Drive, October 2nd at the Airport Plaza Kroger on Route 36 in Decatur. Due to COVID-19, the WSOY Community Food Drive wants to ensure a safe event while also ensuring the ability to help those in need. Our local food pantries have seen a dramatic uptick in use due to the pandemic. Because of that, we're asking for monetary donations only to help fill our local food banks. Your dollars will go the farthest, allowing local food banks to purchase goods on an as-needed basis at a tremendous discount from the Central Illinois Food Bank. Also, monetary donations will eliminate food waste and allow everyone to stay socially distanced. Every cent goes to the purchase of food, and thanks to our community partners, we're able to again offer a substantial financial award to the top 5 local schools that collect the most money for the food drive. For more information, to get your school, business, or church involved, or to give online now, go to nowdecatur.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast.
Today is going to be sunny with a high of 80, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 61. For Saturday, sunny with a high near 86 and wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. For Sunday, partly sunny, high just over 80. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 52 degrees and your WSOY time is 7:32.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Each and every weekday morning, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. He joins us on this Friday morning. All right, let's talk a little NFL.
We've got some good games this weekend, Brian. I don't know if the Bears-Atlanta game will be a good game. I hope it will be. It's an interesting game, though. There's always interest in the Bears around here, and they are 2-0. And Atlanta is 0-2. First of all, the Bears probably shouldn't be 2-0, and Atlanta shouldn't be 0-2. That's a noon game on Sunday. This is a desperate Atlanta Falcons team right now, because if they don't beat the Bears on Sunday, they probably will not beat Green Bay in Green Bay next week. They would be 0-4. That's a death sentence for anyone's season. They're still stinging from their 40-39 loss to Dallas on that crazy onside kick play, the one that has kept Nick Smith awake all week. That is a rough one that's hard to shake. I think the Bears will not be able to win in Atlanta this weekend. I'm really disappointed in the Bears' defense so far. And offensively, they still continue to have a difficult time scoring touchdowns. But beyond that game, there's three others that stand out to me. Dallas at Seattle, that's a late afternoon game, 3:25. I would say right now, if there's an MVP in the National Football League, it would be Russell Wilson, the quarterback for Seattle. He's completing 82.5% of his passes, 9 touchdowns, 1 interception. He's been just spectacular. And then Green Bay at New Orleans, if it's not Russell Wilson, it might be Aaron Rodgers. He's been terrific, too. Green Bay averaging, I think, over 42 points a game, maybe. So it's Aaron Rodgers against Drew Brees. And then the Monday night football game, Kansas City against Baltimore. There's another great quarterback matchup with Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. So it's a really good weekend of games in the NFL. And, you know, so far they're just cruising along without any virus incidents, really. They're just doing a great job. They've had too many injuries, but the games have been good. The quality of play has been pretty good. And looking forward to this weekend.
All right, we will move over to the NBA on the other side of the break with Tupper on Sports. It's brought to you by Smith Tire, the only name you need for tires.
When you talk about tires, you're talking about numbers, tire size, speed rating, load index, air pressure. But there's really only one number you need to know for tires. That's 877-5051, the phone number for Smith Tire Company. Just tell us what kind of vehicle you drive, and we'll go over the numbers with you. When you have as much experience as we have at Smith Tire Company, we know what all the numbers mean. So see Smith Tire Company today at 2119 East Pershing Road or call us at 877-5051. That's the only number you'll need to know for tires.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, the NBA.
We're very close to knowing who's going to play for the NBA championship. In the West Finals last night, the Lakers beat the Denver Nuggets 114-108. The Lakers lead that series 3-1. Anthony Davis with 34 last night, LeBron with 26. The guy that was impressive to me for the Lakers, particularly in a key stretch, was Rajon Rondo, who at age 34, I didn't even expect him to be a factor, but the Lakers signed him late. He had 11 points and 7 assists last night and was a key for them. Game 5 Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And in the East Finals, Miami leads the Boston Celtics 3-1. First of all, Eric Spoelstra of Miami can really coach. I mean, that guy, he is really good. He is out-coaching Brad Stevens of the Celtics, and Brad Stevens can coach. So they could clinch tonight at 7:30, Game 5 on ESPN. If you watched Game 4, you know that their star was Tyler Hero, who had 37 points. This is a kid who is still 20 years old. A really good player. It's interesting because there's players late in these playoffs who have sort of roundabout ties to the University of Illinois. Jamal Murray from the Nuggets was an Illinois recruit, a John Gross recruit out of Canada, and he had some interest in Illinois until Kentucky got involved. Rajon Rondo, a lot of people don't remember, Rajon Rondo made a recruiting visit to Illinois and considered Illinois until Kentucky got involved. And Tyler Hero, who's from the state of Wisconsin, originally committed to the University of Wisconsin until Kentucky got involved. All three of those players ended up going to Kentucky for a season, and they're all here in the NBA Finals, which is, you know, that's what Kentucky does. They recruit great players, they get them, and they win with them.
All right, my friend. Have a great weekend. We will check in with you first thing Monday morning. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. We have a beautiful home highlight this week. Going to take you to Southmoreland Place. Gorgeous. Terry will be with us in just a little bit. First, we'll visit with Tom. They had their ribbon cutting yesterday. Our new downtown neighbor.
Yeah, that's exciting. Beautiful, big awning, too. You can't miss them.
I'm glad you said that. I'm an awning fan.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You got to have a little bit of that frontage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh yeah. They call it, so you first you need location, mm-hmm. and then you need curb appeal.
Curb appeal is important in real estate.
Right, so they've got both right there.
They absolutely do. We'll tell you about that, and we'll visit with Terry a little bit later in the segment to tell you about 168 Southmoreland Place. All right, I've got this whole stack of stuff to get through here today, and we're going to try to get to all of it, I promise you. I promise you. Angela will be with us a little later from the Y. There's a new study about belly fat. Basically, belly fat will help kill you in just about every category out there.
Wow.
I mean, like the big belly fat.
Oh, okay.
Not a little, which everybody struggles with. But that it is a detriment to your health in like every health category. Like, I mean, it can be an indicator of really bad stuff for you in a whole variety of health related ways.
Oh, wow. Okay. If social media doesn't get you, belly fat will.
Or a combination of both.
Right.
Yes. Comorbidity. All right. Well, anyway, we'll get to that. And then Hawaii is offering a $250 coronavirus test on their flights, like to Hawaii, United Airlines. So, like, you, to avoid the quarantine when you get there, would you up-pay? I mean, you know, airlines have been doing this for a long time. I'll give you an inch more for $230 in legroom. You know, would you go the $250 COVID test?
I think I would do that one.
So that you... Listen, I don't know that I wouldn't mind spending an extra 2 weeks in Hawaii. I mean, there is a sort of a built-in kind of thing, right? This day in history, an interesting one. Once again, this week has just sort of, it's unbelievable how much of it coincides with what we are seeing today. This week more than it has in a long time, but an interesting one coming up. And will James Bond be enough with you?
Might be enough for me.
Okay. On the other side of the Marquee Coffee Break, fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Don't eat alone. Let's support local restaurants and the United Way by eating out as often as possible to support the 2020 United Way's Dine United. Every Wednesday in September and October, visit local restaurants for a socially distanced lunch or takeout. Let's give some love to these restaurants that have continually supported United Way of Decatur and Mid Illinois and now need our support. In Mount Zion, stop by Crawford's Pizza, Black Iron Coffee Company, and Salsa. In Decatur, visit the Beach House, Downtown Decatur Cafe, Coffee Connection, both Main Street and inside DMH locations, the Decatur Club, El Corral, Lincoln Lounge, Lock, Stock & Barrel, Papa Murphy's Pizza, Richland College's Cafe, Sloan's Calzones, Salsa, Taproot, and University Dogs. It's the 2020 United Way's Dine United campaign every Wednesday, all of September and October. Visit uwdecatur.org for more information. Thank you for dining United.
The Springfield politicians are pushing a constitutional amendment on the November ballot.
It would give the General Assembly new powers to drastically change income taxes in Illinois.
If passed, Springfield politicians would have the power to create an unlimited number of tax brackets and raise income rates on every group of taxpayers at will, including middle-income families.
Their tax hike amendment would approve in advance any future tax increases politicians want to impose, with no limits, no accountability, and no voter approval of the rates.
And it would immediately authorize an initial $3 billion tax increase on small businesses, farmers, and large employers, further damaging our economy.
The tax hike amendment is a bad idea at the worst possible time. Join thousands of small businesses across Illinois and vote no.
Paid for by the Coalition to Stop the Proposed Tax Hike Amendment.
Hi, I'm Liv Crabtree, and I wanted to ask you to vote for my teacher, Sue Scheer, in the election for state representative. Mrs. Scheer was a teacher for over 30 years, and she worked every day to give kids like me a brighter future. Now she is working to create jobs, help working families, and support our schools. Vote for jobs and a brighter future when you vote for my teacher, Sue Scheer, for state representative in this election.
Paid for by friends of Sue Scheer.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. Each and every Friday at this time, we do the Brinkotter Home Highlight. Tom Brinkotter joins us. Sorry I couldn't be with you yesterday. I really wanted to. I had a Zoom call, but it looked like you had a great turnout for your ribbon-cutting ceremony.
Yeah, there was quite a few people down. We did that in conjunction with the Gin Mill's new patio, and we are super excited to get our agents down in that office and get downtown and be a part of all that.
All right. Now, you guys are still going to be operating at Pershing, and as I understand it, Dixie McElroy, Mike Sexton, and Blake Reynolds will be downtown, but all of your agents and customers will be able to use that. Why was that important to you to acquire that building and be in downtown?
Well, Brian, you know, there's a resurgence downtown, and, you know, they've redesigned the downtown. I've always personally had a goal to be down there. That's where the people are, and we want to be where our clients are. And what we're going to do is we have what we call floor duty, where we have agents on two-hour shifts are on call. So we are going to have our floor people do their floor duty downtown. So from 8 to 5 during the day, we're going to have an agent in there. If you're walking by, stop in and say hi. If you got a real estate question, I'll be happy to answer it.
All right, that's fantastic. Good economic numbers for Decatur yesterday. And I know you and I have talked about this throughout this whole pandemic, about people buying homes, but nearly 2,900 entering back into employment. And we actually have more people employed today than this time last year. So stuff is churning. We're getting back to the economy. People in the meantime have spent 6 months looking at everything wrong with their home or wanting other things. Right now is a great time to get involved.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like we're a broken record with this market. But right now, as of this morning, there's only 239 active listings. But that doesn't mean that the market's bad. The market's actually fantastic because we have 217 pending sales. And in the MLS, we've closed 109 houses already in September. So what that means is listings are coming on, but they're selling super, super quick. The days on the market is down. Average sales price is up 5% over last year. The number of sales is up 11% over last year. So the market is very vibrant. It is just moving fast. So if you're in the market to buy, it's a great time, but you got to be ready to pull the trigger.
Yeah, but if you're in the market to sell, it's even better.
Absolutely, because there's buyers out there, you know, ready to go. They're looking for homes. They're on BrinkOtter.com hitting that new listings button. Because when a new listing comes on, no matter if it's a Brinkotter listing or another member of our MLS, that's going to come on underneath that new listings button in real time.
All right. Talk to me a little bit about the technology. I know Ryan and your team just continue to perfect that. You guys have the far and away best digital presence and website presence of anybody. I mean, it's not even remotely close. But yet you guys continue to tweak and tweak and tweak and make it even better.
Yeah, Ryan's doing a fantastic job. Ryan, you know, when I purchased the company from my sister, I put Ryan in that role that I used to have, and he's managing the site. We just introduced a couple of months ago a new statistics feature that our agents can set up for their home sellers that will automatically email them the statistics from BrinkOtter.com, on a regular basis, whatever they set that up as. It could be every day, it could be every week, every month. So in addition to the interactive floor plan statistics, our sellers are getting statistics from what the details page on BrinkOtter.com turns out. So we're super excited about that. We want to keep our people informed and really, really happy. Ryan got me the numbers Wednesday. We're at over 2.7 million page views for the year on BrinkOtter.com.
That's fantastic. Tom, congratulations again on the ribbon cutting and the new office in downtown. We really appreciate it. And have a wonderful weekend, my friend.
Thank you. You too, Brian.
All right, Tom BrinkOtter. When we get back on the other side of the break, Terry's going to join us, and we'll talk a little bit about what a beautiful piece of property, 168 South Moreland Place. Give you some of the insight into that after Nick Smith's three-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today is going to be sunny with a high of 80, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 61. For Saturday, sunny with a high near 86 and wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. For Sunday, partly sunny with a high just over 80. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 53 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:48. This look at your weather brought to you by Melissa Watson, Wells Fargo Financial Advisor. When life happens.
Life has a way of throwing unexpected events and new opportunities our way. When your life goals change with time or fluctuating market conditions throw your plan off course, Wells Fargo Advisors' investment planning process offers the flexibility to make the adjustments you need to help you live the life you want. When life happens, we can help. For more information, call me, Melissa Watson, Financial Advisor, at 420-4640.
When you hear paid for by Friends of Sue Scheer, that means paid for by Mike Madigan. You see, Sue Scheer has taken almost $1 million from Mike Madigan over the last 8 years. In fact, almost all of Sue Scheer's support comes from Madigan and his allies. A vote for Sue Scheer is a vote to keep Madigan in power. We cannot afford this corruption anymore. Don't let Mike Madigan buy the seat again.
Hi, I'm Charlie McGorry, retired Decatur firefighter, military veteran, former small business owner, and a lifelong resident of Macon County. I remember when Illinois thrived as a state, touting its agriculture, workers, businesses, and more. The last 8 years have been particularly tough, though, under Sue Scheer, Mike Madigan, and the Chicago Machine. We need to get serious about solving our budget crisis, protecting our small businesses, growing jobs, and fixing ethics in our state government. I'm asking for your vote for me, Charlie McGorry, on November 3rd.
Paid for by Friends of Charlie McGorry.
Hi, JR here from Speed Lube, and I'm just like you. I don't like waiting around for something to get done either. At Speed Lube, we pride ourselves in offering you the best customer service experience in as little time needed, featuring quality Pennzoil motor oil. Speed Lube and Pennzoil are two names you can trust to keep your vehicle running at tip-top shape regardless of the weather. Stop in and visit us at any of our six convenient Decatur area locations or our shops in Lincoln and Clinton, and get your Pennzoil oil change today at Speed Lube.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, the Brinkotter Home Highlight. Terry Booker joins us to tell us a little bit about 168 Southmoreland Place. Terry, good morning. How are you?
I am fine. How are you this morning?
Fantastic. Thank you for asking. Where is, you know, Southmoreland is one of those things when you hear it, you might think West End, you might think East End. Let's narrow down first on the location.
It's right off of Lakeshore Drive. Along the lake, and there's four roads in there. And this particular property is in the southeast corner, very quiet edge of Southmoreland.
Yeah, beautiful view of the lake, as I understand, as well.
Absolutely.
All right, tell me a little bit about 168. Give me some of the pros here.
Well, first of all, the current owners have taken such good care of it. It is meticulous, it's clean, and it's been well-maintained. All the windows are Marvin windows that have been replaced since they've owned it. It's a large ranch with a full basement, a two-car attached garage, but then an additional two-car detached garage.
Okay, talk to me about square footage and all of that.
Well, we've got mid-twos in the square footage up, and then you've got the same down in the lower level. You've got a huge master suite that looks out over a small patio out front if you'd like to sit off there. And the original designer of the house has a guest room on the other end that has its own outside door. So if you have guests, they can actually come and go with, you know, without going through the whole house if they would like.
That's unbelievable. All right, so talk to me about people wanting to see this. Of course, you can visit it online. We'll have it on our Facebook page this morning. But how do people get a hold of you to take a walk through? Because it's spectacular, but I think you probably really need to see it in person to get the sense
you
of that
do.
View. Yeah.
And how well it's been maintained. It's amazing. All they have to do is call me at 433-0561. And if you don't have a pen to write it down, just hit brinkotter.com and look me up.
All right. And how is it working right now? I mean, obviously, we just talked to Tom. You know, people who decide or thinking about maybe selling their house, this is a great time. But how have you found, you know, sort of working under new rules and everybody's got a kind of a new way of doing things? How has it been for you?
You know, it's been fine. Everybody has been very respectful. We wear our masks. Many of the sellers will leave the even a different mask and anesthesia. The stuff that you put on your hands. What's it called, Brian?
Oh, well, the hand sanitizer, yes.
Hand sanitizer. Yeah. They leave it out. We ask the sellers to turn their lights on, leave the doors, and not the outside door, but the inside doors open so we can reduce touching. And so everybody's been really good about it, and everybody's been respectful. And it's all worked fine. It's different, but fine.
Yeah, absolutely. But tell me, you know, as you're dealing with clients right now, if there's somebody kind of sitting on the fence or maybe they've had a little inkling about maybe wanting to sell their house, I mean, right now is a fantastic time.
People are doing it. If they're thinking about it, they have already done it or they are doing it this fall. And I've seen I've got like 3 new listings coming on here this next week.
All right, Terry, we appreciate it. Good luck with you with 168 Southmoreland Place.
Yes.
Fantastic piece of property, and we appreciate it. The Brinkotter Home Highlight, Nick, every week. It's a great-looking home. Love that. I mean, that over there is just such great history.
Oh, yeah, I know a few people that have homes in Southmoreland, and it's a lovely neighborhood right there on the lake, and that house looks awesome. The ones they choose are highlighted for a reason. We've seen nothing but good stuff in this segment.
I'm still looking. I'm taking the virtual tour and the 3D walkthrough.
Right.
Just some of the things you get with Brinkotter.com, and their technology is so far superior.
Yeah, it's excellent. I mean, in these times in particular, you know, when you're maybe a little hesitant to go visit each and every house like you might have, being able to walk through there.
Well, I mean, even without a pandemic, you're right, that's been the way we've been moving, that direction, right?
Yeah.
I can do this on my iPad in the privacy of my home, go through 20 homes, narrow down to the 2 or 3 I really want to see in person.
Yeah, absolutely. And they give you all the information you need, really, to go in there prepared to make a serious offer if it holds up the way it looks like digitally.
You get multiple offers now. I mean, you know, right now it's time to sell.
Okay. Right.
Will James Bond bring people back to the theaters?
I'd say no.
Is James Bond relevant
yes.
to kids?
Sort of. I mean,
what's the demographic?
It's 30 to 30 up.
You think 30?
And that's being a little generous.
I think 30 is a kid. So, we kind of...
39. How about 39?
39?
Yeah.
I think with these age demo things, we've become obsessed with it. And there's a lot of stuff that translate across.
Exactly.
You know, including the pandemic. It's not as narrow. Life isn't that narrow.
What would bring people back to the movie theaters the way that we were used to is a new Avengers movie. And anything...
That I agree with, but that's not coming.
Right. And anything short of that, I think you'll just see... small crowds. And that's no slight to James Bond.
No, it's not. And and this was a Wall Street Journal piece that I read about a Regal Cinemas. It's a London-based company, but they've got chains in the UK, Eastern Europe, Israel, all around the world. And they're talking about if James Bond basically doesn't do this for us in November, there may be a takeover offer. But I think they keep hanging their hat on these very few films that are in sort of this tunnel to be released. And I don't know that anybody, besides maybe an Avengers type scenario, makes it.
Yeah, there's not that the global appeal isn't there. I mean, I bought my first still in theaters movie. I bought the Bill and Ted's movie for $25. So I'm a theater goer. So I would prefer to stay safe and watch it at my house for a little.
You paid $25 for the Bill and Ted movie.
And when Tenet becomes available, I'll do that too.
$25 for Tenet, I'm all in.
Right. I mean, I would have spent $25 going to the theater either way.
I would argue with Bill and Ted.
Why I'd even go to the theater
yes,
to see it.
Yes. But that's just me.
Right.
Everybody's got their own thing. Mm-hmm. Tenet, Bond, yeah.
Those two I'm for sure in. The first moment I get a chance to.
So this past Wednesday, Disney said they're going to delay 10 movies, including The Black Widow, by 6 months.
Right.
And Tenet, which was what the last sort of tentpole movie that was put out there, has been disappointing.
Yeah.
I mean, just the numbers. I don't know about the quality of the film. I haven't seen it. When will it be available?
I don't know.
Sooner rather than later. They're going to have to try to recoup money.
That's right. Yeah, it'll be in advance of holidays for sure.
No Time to Die looks fantastic.
I just saw their new character posters. There's about 12 of them. I'm excited.
The latest trailer is just, it is just Daniel Craig and James Bond at its best.
Right.
It's also the last one.
And that bump, every time I smile about it, I frown at the end of it.
Yeah, but I mean, but there, you.
It's time.
It is. And so... will they be able to reinvent the James Bond wheel again?
Idris Elba.
They hit it out of the park with Bond, or with Daniel Craig. Mm-hmm. But will they be able to do that again? All right, we've got a lot to get to next hour. Stay tuned.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. The WSOY Community Food Drive is now 1 week away, and donors are reminded that the food drive is only accepting monetary donations this year due to COVID-19. The change will allow pantries to purchase food on an as-needed basis at a tremendous discount from the Central Illinois Food Bank. This will also allow the food drive to have fewer volunteers and less surface contact with items and reduced waste. There are many ways you can give your monetary donation to the drive. You can give online now at nowdecatur.com. In addition, you can give during the food drive on October 2nd at the Kroger on Route 36 through a drive-up monetary donation system. Cash, checks, and credit card will be accepted. There will also be a hotline to give your donation over the phone. For more information, go to nowdecatur.com. The Rock Springs Fairview Bike Trail linking Rock Springs Conservation Area and Fairview Park will be temporarily closed for maintenance starting Monday, September 28th through Friday, October 2nd, weather permitting. The maintenance will include rebuilding the approaches in the northernmost bridge to make it a smooth, even transition between the path and the bridge. There will also be service.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.